not see any nonsense, but you never know. Do you have anything you want to elaborate on that?
Oh, nothing more now. Like I said, we're just watching it. They tend to seem to be heading north from the mid-Atlantic at this point, but you never know.
Yeah, understood. Anyway, hopefully we're not going to have much more of this nonsense, but my guess is we probably will. All right, thank you, John. Bob, over to you, W2INC, W2TTT.
W2TTT, W82INC. Don't really have much to add at this point. I'll be around for the TEDNEC later. Over.
Very fine. You know, it's really funny. I'm in a parking lot, and there's spots all around me, and several people have wanted to park in the spot next to me, but I have my side floodlights on, you know, aimed down into the spot next to me. And it's like a force field. People don't want to park under the light from the side of my van. It's amazing. I actually should set up a camera or several cameras around the parking lot and take live video of people's reactions to this. It'd be hilarious. Anyway. All right. Any other check-ins for the Bergen County Amateur Radio Emergency Services, then?
W2TTT, this is AL0I.
AL0I, good evening, Ali. Welcome aboard. What great news do you have? And pardon my not getting to your net on Monday, but I literally slept through it.
Well, thanks, Gordon. I actually just checked into the net right now. I didn't listen to most of what you guys were saying. So, I'll just, like, be on the side listening. I don't have any comments for the net, but thank you. W2TTT, L0Y, back to you.
Okie doke. Very fine. I think now I'm getting the attention of the local police officer. That's pretty funny, actually. But anyway, it's okay. He'll stare at me, I'll stare at him, and we'll all be good. Anyway, it's all good. Alrighty, we're just about to wrap up. Any other stations for the net tonight?
This is Whiskey 2, Kilo Bravo Foxtrot.
W2KVF, go right ahead, Carl.
Hi, Gordon. I have two items for you. First of all, the Fairlawn Aries will meet on Friday, right after the Fairlawn Amateur Radio Club business meeting. So nominally 8:30 p.m. at the Fairlawn Community Recreational Center, 8:30 p.m. And number two is that we now have a day for Portable Day, the joint Fairlawn Radio Club and Barra. Portable Day, it's Saturday the 14th of September, so that's the week after next, and it's an opportunity, you know, to set up radios in the field, maybe play with some Invis antennas if you can get a hold of one of them, and show us all the ins and outs. This is W2KBF, back to net.
Okay, very good, Carl. So Saturday the 14th of September.
NJ2BS, repeat.
That's correct. Coming up a bit over a week.
Alrighty, I'll see what I can do. That usually starts around 8 or 9 in the morning and goes to about 2 or 3 in the afternoon. And typically, Barra provides hot dogs and beverages.
Yeah, K2ZO hasn't said that yet, but that has been the tradition. Also, I should mention we've introduced a micro fox hunt, so, you know, bring your radio, I can receive 2 meters, you can help find the fox on 146.565. This is W2KBF.
Oh, that's interesting. Anyway, that'd be really great. well, we'll see what happens. And hopefully I'll get there. And we'll go from there. Anybody else have any comments or want to check into the net?
Hey, I'm Zulu White, Queenie.
Go right ahead.
I'm sorry, I just missed the date for that. What is the date for that portable day?
Oh, is it Saturday the 14th?
QSL, Saturday the 14th, Ali. Things will start in the morning and run, I don't know exactly when, nominally 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock. Run till 2 in the afternoon, and the fox hunt, which I will be controlling, will start at noon, W2KBF.
Right, thank you very much. AL0Y, back to us.
Okie dokie, very good. AL0Y from W2TTT. Couple other quick things. The SCT for this Northern Jersey section, I don't think that date's been set yet. So we'll work on getting that squared away. And I would advise people to get their, to get their supplies and such ready. I don't let my vehicle get below a half a tank of gas these days. I just don't. So that's all good. And I generally keep a case of water in the truck. And when I get about half of it down, I get another case of water. So right now I'm a little low on that because I have too many other things in the van, but I will fix that tomorrow. I don't know if I'm going to make the meeting tomorrow night, but I will try to make the Aries meeting. One thing we do need for this net, we do need what I'll call a net manager who can enter the activities into the AWRL Aries Connect system. So I am looking for a volunteer to be a kind of a Aries Connect / network manager person. I did a rough outline of the Say County Fair for John W2VTV, our section emergency coordinator. And I copied Ali and Dave and 3UXK on it. But articles and the full-blown report with lots of pictures, all sorts of other reference material for the internal use of the team for next time is being collated and put together. We're pretty lucky to have that. So it's always important to document what you did after the fact, but I am looking for someone to do the Aries Connect administration for Bergen County, if that's possible. And I'll just say this straight up, someone not named Ali, because he already does Passaic, thank you. So, something to think about. So with no further ado, any other news for the net, or anybody want to check in?
W2KBF with query.
Go right ahead, Dr. Krall.
Yeah, since I usually don't check into your net, Gordon, a question for K2LAX, who's the trainer for Racy's. I just heard about the September 20th event tonight. I haven't seen emails or anything about this. John, do you intend to send out emails to the membership, or do you expect people to actually look at the Racy's website every day?
That's a great question. I would like to send out emails. I probably will do that shortly. Carl, thanks for kind of the reminder. That has not been the habit. I think they have been dependent on people going to the website. And other than that, I have no other comment. Over.
Okay, well, thanks for taking that in the spirit in which it was intended. Yeah, because I will let the Fairlawn Racy's Aries people know about this, but, people don't look at the website every day. I know John has this expectation that people look at the website every day, but, you know, people don't. Okay, W2KBF back to... By the way, I'm the area's emergency coordinator for Gloucester County, so I've had my fingers at AMCOM for a while. W2KBF back to net.
W2KBF, W2TTT. Well, you know it is, Carl. We get so many emails. Why do we have so many emails? I rest my case. Alrighty. I'm trying to enter something in a federal form, and naturally, it's not. I'm meeting the I see the problem. That's hilarious. It doesn't tell you where you screwed up. It's just that you screwed up. You have to kind of figure it out, which one of four places you put the same phone number that you didn't format it correctly. Anyway, life is good. I actually just submitted for a HISN ID for Homeland Security Information Network. Alrighty. Anybody else have anything for the net? Well, it turned out to be a much longer net than I expected, which is good. Anyway, I want to thank everyone, specifically Ali, John, Carl, and of course Bob. And we'll see you in a couple of minutes for the TechNet. We should have a lively TechNet tonight, I'm sure. This is W2TTT clearing and returning to repeater neural amateur radio use.
NJ2BS, repeat.
Good evening, everyone. This is Gordon, W2TTT. Is there any stations with emergency priority traffic? Please call K2BAR. Okay, nothing heard. That's a good thing. This is K2BAR. This is the Bergen Amateur Radio Association Technical Net. Net is conducted weekly on a frequency of 146.835 megahertz. 2 meter repeater of Venture Crew 7373 Amateur Radio Club. Repeater is located in Pearl River, New York, serving Bergen County, the Lower Hudson Valley, and of course New York City and southwestern Connecticut. All stations are welcome to participate in this net. This net is about having a conversation about amateur radio, electronics, computers, telecommunications, and the natural sciences that underlie our wonderful hobby. It's also an opportunity to do exchanges of equipment, including for sale, swap, or wanted items, so feel free to post those as well. PL for the repeater is 151.4, 151.4, so please feel free to participate and check in. So with no further ado, stations whose call signs begin with the letter Whiskey, please call K2BAR. Seeing nothing heard, how about stations beginning with November? Alrighty, how about stations whose call signs begin with the letter Kilo? Alright, stations whose begin with the letter Alpha?
W2TTT-AL0Y. Good evening, Gordon.
Howdy, howdy, Ali. Any other stations? Well, actually, what are your intentions for the net?
Not so much. Right now, I'm just working on the, like, replacing the EPRS digipeater that we have, probably with a solution that does not require a TNC PI and or an Arduino board. I'm trying to just use the GPIO pins on the Raspberry Pi, and probably Direwolf as the TNC software to drive the radio, and trying to find a way to actually key up the radio using a GPIO pin to trigger the push to talk on the radio itself. Still kind of work in progress, but I'm kind of making a progress on that. Back to you.
Well, either that or use a Vox-based radio, one or the other. Very good. Very good. Anybody else for that tonight?
WP2, TQT, good evening, Gordon.
NJ2BS, repeat.
Good evening, Art. WP2TQT, welcome aboard. What are your intentions this evening?
Well, I have nothing for the technical net. I thought I would just listen in and see if I could hear anything interesting and maybe learn something new. I do have, I don't know. I'm in the market for, it's not ham related, but if anybody has any experience with a home version of a TENS machine, I'm in the market for one, so I'm researching them on eBay, and that's about it, Gordon, back to net control.
Yeah, okay, very good. See, my wife has one, but she hasn't used it in a while. Every so often she'll break it back out, so it's not that old, and she uses it, so it's not available, but I could see where it is. I know where it is. When I get home, I could take a look and see what it is. I also owe you a response on a time and a place to look at rotators and do all that good stuff. And I've been slowly accumulating them from across the house. But I have to get up to the far side of the attic. Maybe I'll do that tomorrow. Alrighty. Anybody else for that? Alrighty. Well, first things first. Ali, just need to check in with Rob as to when it would be convenient to get up to the site. So when you're ready, let me know. I have access to an emergency set of keys. So as long as Rob makes a phone call, we're in good shape. So we don't have to coordinate all three of us. We just have to coordinate you and or me or you and or Dave to get up there. And with an appropriate preparatory phone call made by Rob on our behalf, so that can be done. In any case, okay. Guy just backed up right in front of my bumper. Wow. Okay. Guy was pulling like right in front of my truck. I think he just barely missed my bumper. He was hanging there. Anyway, just let me know when you think you're targeting to have a solution that's packaged and ready to go.
Well, pretty much I would love to finish that during this weekend. And if I have any problems, then probably a few weekdays after that. So I would say next weekend, maybe the weekend of the 14th, I should definitely have it ready. Not necessarily to be deployed through the weekend, but I'll say I would have it ready during the 14th in case you go into the portable day. I can just give it to you. Or we can work on something for that. So, no rush. You don't have to contact Rob right now until I definitely have it ready, I would say. AL0Y.
Okay, very good. And just for everybody's benefit who might be listening, this is an APRS DigiPeter and internet gateway, and just for good measure, it takes the temperature and monitors the voltage of the local environment, which is kind of cool. Actually, if it gets too hot or too cold, that's the problem. If the voltage goes off, that's bad too. Anyway, that software-defined solution, pardon my yawning here, is very good. No hardware TNC required, and that will be a huge improvement. All right. Thank you, Ollie. This week has been quite an adventure. I built a box for mesh networking, and it's a 6-inch electrical box, you know, 6x6x4, I guess. And what I did was I put in there a router board, which was flashed over to be a mesh node, an Arden mesh node. Set it up to have a Wi-Fi access point and 3 LAN ports, which you can plug in cameras or other sensors, and bulkhead connectors for through the box. And what's really neat is you can aim the camera and look at it on your phone or your tablet while you're doing it, because you don't need to get a special terminal or get on the radio and have someone else tell you, is the camera pointed right? You can point the camera yourself and know it's right, and that's pretty cool. The other thing you can do is it allows you to wirelessly reconfigure the node. In addition to the router board, there's provision for an exterior node. In this case, I put a 5 gig Ubiquiti rocket on it with a 13 dB MIMO antenna, and all fits on a 2-foot piece of PVC pipe that if you want, you can just simply slide over the top of a military pole and be done. So that's very cool. No problem whatsoever in using that. So, you know, it makes for a little more compact package, and you can always swap out which cameras you put on it, and you can even put multiple cameras on it, because one of the things we've noticed is that some of our camera platforms, we want to have a pan, tilt, zoom, but you also want to have a fixed camera in one or more directions looking all the time at something. Maybe for operational security for the camera, or where assets near the camera. So, having the ability to put up to 3 cameras there is pretty good. We're also going to experiment with wireless cameras feeding back to the Wi-Fi hotspot that's built into the box. You know, say you want to put a camera 30 feet away, that kind of stuff, and connected via Wi-Fi. Haven't yet tried that, but it should be fairly straightforward. So anyway, that's been my project for the last week or so, and I'm pretty proud of it, and it works really, really well. Let's see, before I continue and ask for comments or questions on the topic, are there any other stations to check into the net? Please call K2BAR.
WA2ISC, late check-in. No traffic this week. Over.
Okay, Bob, no problem. Welcome aboard. All right, anybody else?
NJ2BS, repeat.
Okay, very, very good. All righty. So anyway, that's been my project for the last week or so. And the only other thing I need to do is I need to get a 4x4 by 2-inch electrical box and set it up so that it supports the camera, especially the not so much the fixed cameras, but supports the pan, tilt, zoom cameras. That way you can put all the excess cable connectors and such from those cameras, or a PoE injector, you know, or voltage converter, whatever you need, to the camera inside the box, and not have to worry about it being exposed to the elements. So, it's pretty straightforward stuff. You basically bolt the camera to one side of a small wooden board, say 4x7 inches, and you put the box on the other side. You bolt the whole thing and away you go. Alright, anybody have any comments? Alrighty, very good. Any other topics for the net tonight? Okay. I will report that K2LAX, John, bought himself a a T-32, two-element tri-band Yagi for HF. It's 20, 15, and 10. And it's like a TA-33, except it's only two elements. It's called a T-32. And he's got it up on a couple of military poles over his house, and it's working great. He's really excited about it. And it's got good front to back, good front to side. Outperforms his ad hoc loop in most directions by about 10 dB. So he's thrilled with it. So sometimes if you think about it, you don't need to go to a huge, huge antenna in order to get the benefits of a tri-bander. You might try something a little more modest. And, you know, they're not, they're trapped elements, but they're not really short very much. So that's something to think about. Anybody else in that, please call K2BAR. Alrighty. Well, I want to thank everybody for participating in that tonight. And it's a little short, but I guess we'll try it again next week. And we'll go from there. Hope to see some of you tomorrow at Fairlawn or possibly at Kid Night on Tuesday up in Washington Township. Hoping to get to one or both of those. And just as a reminder, there's Portable Day is a week from this Saturday, in Fairlawn at Memorial Park, and for Barra and for Fairlawn. And then, of course, what else? There'll be a Racy's meeting on September 20th, Friday night, September 20th, for 2 hours. And that promises to be a very interesting meeting. And, well, that's all I got. That's all she wrote for now. Anyway, last check-in. We'll take right now. This is W2TDT. Okay, 73, everybody. Have a great evening. This is K2BAR W2TDT. Returning the repeater to normal amateur.